Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tired of paying for channels you don't watch? Well, a new select package by Sling gives you a curated lineup of live and on-demand TV you actually want. With channels like Fox News, NFL Network, FX, FS1, and more, starting at $19.99 a month. There's even some 4K content. And in designated markets, subscribers get local broadcast networks too. No long-term contract, no hassle, just the live TV you love. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. We've still got some NFL draft reaction to cover. I'm pretty hot about the Bucks loss. I'm pretty upset about all things Indiana Pacers. As upset as I am about the Bucks loss, and you can hear it in hour one on the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app if you so desire, I'm equally as hot about this continued lack of respect for retired numbers that I'm seeing. And I need to get into that at some point, some call or fold next hour. Yeah, a lot of talk about Shedeur Sanders in the draft. A lot of people also trying to figure out what the hell Quinn Ewers was thinking. Ended up getting taken in the seventh round when he could have made a bunch more bank as a NIL transfer guy, like a Carson Beck did. We don't even know if he's that good, but he's making $4 million at Miami, where apparently no one likes him. So we'll get into all that coming up. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. So I'm in a bad mood because of sports, and it was a really weird game tonight. We were watching it at my house, and then, like, my wife, who does not care at all about any of it, was very much into it. And then she's like, heartbreak, and I go, yeah, the Bucks lost. They were up 7 with 40 seconds to go. They somehow lost. In a game that I had, this is the same thing. I came on the air in October, right after Pete Alonso hit a walk-off home run against the Brewers, and I get to a point where it's like, I've accepted a loss, but then right as you accept the loss, your team gives you hope. And it's continual with all the teams I root for. It's just, it's insane. It can never be, yeah, they lost by 15, never really had a chance. It's always fumbling of the bag. It's terrible. And I was having a good night tonight. So we had soccer practice, so I actually did miss the first half. But we had soccer practice. That's when I found out the Bucks were up 30-13 even in the first quarter. And of all these kids I coach, they're 6, 5, 4 years old. My son is a little on the younger side. And there's a difference you can tell. Some of the kids that were really above and beyond in the fall, the other kids have caught up to them in the spring. And Carlos, my kid was the best player unquestionably tonight.
Ooh, I like this.
Yeah, which for a Winkler, we're just not like, we've never been, even if, I've got three brothers, okay? And even if we've been one of the better players on the team, we've never been the best. And we've always over, just like crossed the line of being like some of my brothers, all my brothers are better than me at soccer. I was the worst one of them all. And I'm kind of just like bad at everything. But like, I'll give you a somewhat competitive game. Who am I like? What's a good comparison? I'm like the, you know what? I might be like the Bulls. The guy, I'm 39 and 43 in everything I do.
You're built for the play-in game to get eliminated there.
Yeah, like I'll give you a little bit of competition just so you can work up a sweat, but I'm at no threat of ever beating you.
Oh, Jerry Reinsdorf's favorite kind of player.
So my kid tonight was scoring left and right in all these different drills we did, and you know, my wife came, the parents is still at the age where the parents come to practice and watch, and we kind of looked at each other after like, we got something here? Do we got something here, maybe? What are we cooking here? So I'm feeling pretty high on that. Now we'll see how he does in the game coming up. But I was hoping that none of the other parents were like, oh, what's going on? Because I feel like they, I don't know, just that my 39 and 43 is transferred to him. So I was in a good mood until the Bucks lost, and then I was in a worse mood because John Halliburton, Tyrese's dad, is coming out there. He's a fan sitting courtside baseline with a towel with Tyrese Halliburton's face on it. And immediately after the game, gets into Giannis's face. And Giannis talked about that exchange with Tyrese's dad.
Losing the game, emotions run high, having a fan, which at the moment I thought it was fine, but then I realized it was Tyrese's son, which I love Tyrese. I think he's a great competitor. He was his dad, sorry. Coming in the floor and showing me his son a towel with his face. This is what we do. This is what we effing do. This the F we do. This, I feel like that's very, very disrespectful. You know, having somebody's dad, which I'm happy for him. Him and I'm happy for his son, and I'm happy that he's happy for his son. That's how you're supposed to feel. But coming to me and disrespecting me and cursing at me, I think it's totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable. Okay? And I'm not the guy that points fingers, because in my neighborhood, snitches get stitches. So I don't want to say something, you know, for him to say, to get fined or anything. But it's not respectful. I talk with him at the end. And we, I think we're in a good place.
Yeah, what's interesting about this and why I think I'm so kind of caught up with it is when my kid scored a goal at the end of soccer, I actually had a towel of his face, and I put it right into the face of another kid on the team. And I said, this is what we effing do to a six-year-old. So I kind of felt like John Halliburton a little bit tonight. Now, Tyrese, for what it's worth, did talk on this as well, said he wasn't aware of it until he got off the court, and says, yeah, I don't think my dad did the right thing here. He was not in the right. The Pacers beating the Bucks in overtime, 119-118. That series is over. Indiana moves on to take on Cleveland. That series will start, time TBD, on Sunday. Another game that has gone final. Let me see where these games are at now that are in action. Oh, Orlando and Boston. That was a game for about three quarters. And then Boston's like, nah. Outscoring, actually, the Magic in the third quarter, 36-13. They're up 113-80. So they got their game five money, that extra home game. They're going to win this series in five. And they're going to take on the winner of the Knicks and Pistons, which would be the Knicks for sure tonight if they had won, but they did not. 106-103. Detroit comes to New York, and now the series is going to go back to Michigan with Detroit down 3-2. But a lot of people upset at Tom Thibodeau, who had a couple of timeouts that he was trying to work with. They burn one at 2:58 because Josh Hart was down. And then they just had one for the next couple of minutes. And Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson are trying to come back in the game. But Thibodeau's not calling a timeout to get them back into the game.
When you had Jalen and Josh there on the scores table waiting to check it, get in, what was the thought process of not calling a timeout or not getting them back in the game as that lead kind of went up?
Just where we were with our timeouts, coach's decision.
And then they ended up losing. They didn't have enough offensive firepower. You saw more of the game, Carlos, than I did at the end there. I was kind of wrapped up in my feelings.
As you should. Yeah, I mean,
as bad as people are saying it was?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm not a Knicks fan, but, you know, obviously I'm watching playoff basketball here in New York, and the Knicks are there. So, you know, what else am I going to be doing other than watching the Golden Knights and the Wild go at it in the second period? 2-1 there. Vegas score, if anybody's interested. Yeah, they had no answers offensively when Brunson sat down. Brunson was out of the crucial minutes of the fourth quarter. He sat down for, like, a whole 2 minutes. And everybody just stood at the perimeter. Nobody was cutting into the lane. Karl-Anthony Towns had one of the worst possessions I had ever seen this season. He's like 20 feet away from the basket. He's backing down his defender. And he turns around and tries to hit one of the ugliest fadeaways I've ever seen. And it barely hit the rim. So they just looked completely lost offensively at the end. And Tibbs just mismanages his timeouts. He waits. Like, Hart gets injured, banged up a little bit, and then he calls a timeout. Like, hey, the whole thing was completely mismanaged. This, if you are a Knicks fan who's on the fire Thibodeau train, this was the game for you. Because the Knicks are, I believe they are so much more talented than the Pistons. Pistons are a really good team, and this is a extremely successful season for them. But they should not be giving the Knicks this much of a trouble in the series. So if you want Tibbs gone, you love this series right now.
I'm going to do my inner Robert in Annapolis here and say that we're talking a lot about Bucks Pacers and we're talking a lot about Knicks and Pistons, and we will be. But what's the point? Because whoever wins that series is going to get smoked by Boston.
Agreed.
And Indiana is going to get smoked by the Cavs.
Right. Well, let's just get to the Eastern Conference Finals already, because both of these teams are going to get fed to the top two seeds.
Like, the West, I think there's some intrigue there.
Yeah, look at what the Warriors are doing to Houston.
Yeah, and the Timberwolves to the Lakers.
That one I called. I wish I put some coin down on that one. I saw that coming.
I'm kind of surprised about that one. I don't like it either, because somehow Nico Harrison's going to say, like, I was right. Luka can't play defense. You still don't make that trade.
He's still at the house, so he gets to say nothing.
But still, if you're Luka Doncic and this guy's running around trying to hang on to defense wins championships, I mean, you got to show up in this series and play a little bit of defense, which he has done none of up to this point. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Mark is in California. Hello, Mark.
Well, what's going on, Bart? Well, it also sucks that the Knicks traded 5 first-round picks for Allen Crabbe. So
that's right.
Let's not talk about that. But Mikal Bridges in this series, I just want, you know, for all the people that were, like, saying that this is such a great trade, in the 5 games that he's played, okay, minus 25. He is horrible. Every, like, one shot that he makes, he hit a really crazy three to put the Knicks within 3. But he missed, like, 20 shots before he makes one, right? It's just, it's really bad. He was 7 of 16 from night, 2 for 5 from deep. Turned the ball over twice, and he was minus 16 with him on the floor tonight. It's disgusting. Like, they need to figure it out. And listen, I mean, I really don't want to talk about it, but listen, the Giannis, which I'm not gonna, but
well,
it's
I mean, if you're ever, look, if you want to go there, tonight's the night to go there.
I'm saying, listen, I mean, the Knicks would offer Bridges and OG. You guys can get way better out there for
It's got to be picks. It's got to be multiple young good dudes.
Yeah, like I was even thinking with the Lakers, if the Lakers were to offer a trade, it would probably, in my opinion, probably have to be, obviously Austin Reeves is coming, you know, probably Knight, probably Hachimura, Gabe Vincent, and then probably like a first or a second, probably.
Now, whatever. It's got to be like, it's got to be like all of the good young Rockets and picks. Like it's got to be, it's got to make the Luka trade look even dumber than
Brooklyn's favorite for him. Why would he ever want to go to Brooklyn, dude? Like,
well, they have picks.
Sign with. Yeah, well, I know, but I'd rather have him sign with the Bucks for like $10 million and sign with Brooklyn. It's just horrible, man. That'll be a really, really bad trade. But this Nick game tonight, man, was just. I've been on the fire Tibbs train for a while. Listen, everyone's like, "Oh, he's defense," and a lot of Knicks fans, Bart, if you pay attention, are like, well, where were we a couple years ago? Bro, we've seen this. This dude's been with us for 5 years. It's the same thing. They get outscored in the third. They come back in the fourth. His rotations are a mess. By the way, Brunson came in the fourth quarter with 7:34 left. He sat for a whole 5 minutes. Then he's bringing in Bridges, who, by the way, hits a clutch three. They get a steal, and he inbounds the ball halfway across the court to Mitch, who's, like, trying to catch the ball. The dude's just not smart. And then on that play with Josh Hart, they were inbounding the ball. You didn't even need to call a timeout. It just doesn't make any sense. But listen, it's credit to Detroit. They're gritty. They're scrappy. I can't stand Dennis Schroeder. I just don't like him at all.
And that's fine. That's what's going to happen when you watch another team. You're going to not like that. Those players, if a Pistons fan was listening to you right now, they'd tell you to cry.
Yeah. It was T.J. McConnell last year, and now it's freaking – I hate him, dude. But it's just his he mismanages balls. Like, he calls timeouts in wrong – and listen, Knicks missed 11 free throws tonight. It's not just on Tibbs. Missed 11 – every time – Brunson gets the ball, he just goes back to the Knicks, go back to this ISO bucket basketball, and it's just disgusting to watch because he just holds on to the ball for so long. He reminds me of, like, Kobe Bryant, but he just is not good as Kobe, right? Kobe would hold on to the ball for the longest time, but he'd make the shot. Brunson just, he only has, like, one or two shots that he makes.
Yeah, but okay, you're starting to make me mad because you're still going to win this series and my team's out, and you were trying to act like we're the same.
Listen, I said 7 games, and all Knicks fans. I even went to 97.2, I think, to Detroit the other day, and I called in and pretended to be a Detroit Pistons fan. made Mark so mad, yeah, because like I just can't stand this team. Like they're so annoying, and they aren't really that good, and we should be blowing them out, and we're not. And so for me, even if they beat this team, we're going to go to Boston. I even said if we go to Boston and lose and get, like, destroyed, Tibbs is gone. It depends on how we play.
That I can see happening. Mark, thanks for the call. He's calling up 97.1. Radio frequencies are point odd number. 97.2, very close, but not quite. He brought up Giannis. I think we can have that conversation. 3-1 odds for the Nets to be the next team. Rockets 4-1, Thunder 5-1. I'll explain why a little more. The Nets would be one. And I'll explain also why, if there's ever a time to talk about it, it would be now. Any other time people have talked about Giannis leaving Milwaukee was a waste of their breath and your time. The whole last decade. Drivel, nonsense, garbage, crap. Now it's a little different. We'll explain. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll be back. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season,
festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For 6 consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment, they build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Giannis Antetokounmpo, Milwaukee Buck for now. The Bucks were never going to win the championship this season, and when Damian Lillard got hurt again, he was out with a deep vein thrombosis and then ripped apart his Achilles the other night. They were never going to win this series, and I thought we're never going to win this game against Indiana where they lose 119 to 118, but then they were winning big to start, and then Indiana came back, but then the Bucks had a nice little lead there at the end of the fourth, but then Indiana came back, then the Bucks had a nice little lead in overtime, but then Indiana came back. It wasn't for lack of trying. The Bucks certainly put in the effort, but it wasn't enough, and now they are done. So they weren't going to win this year. They haven't won the last few years. They did win in 2021, thank God. But what's the future of the Bucks look like? It's bleak, especially with Damian Lillard being hurt. Now, what's going to happen here, and this is this kind of stuff, I can't, like, I don't know a remedy for it. I don't know a remedy for me to not feel this way. Giannis Antetokounmpo could be traded this summer by the Milwaukee Bucks. It's as realistic as it's ever been. And I might say it's the first time it's been realistic. I'll go through why in a moment. But it's the first time it's realistic. It's never been realistic up to this point. And even if it's teetered on the line of maybe, the amount of attention and coverage and discussion that the big city talkers have spent on this. The people that I am so desperate for respect for, even though I hate them all. I'll never get them to admit that they were wasting all of our time. Giannis was never leaving Milwaukee. He re-signed in Milwaukee 3 times. He's been saying forever, I want to retire a Buck. I want to win championships in Milwaukee. I get mad at him for how much he talks like that, because should he get traded someday, all of that will look stupid. The same way that when Craig Counsell went to Chicago to manage the Cubs, all of his campaigns about how I'm just like you, I'm a Milwaukee Brewer just like you, I was born a Brewer, makes him look like an ass. I'm like, Giannis, don't do it, man. Speaking of looks like an ass, this Favre documentary that's going to come out, Brett Favre, just to hit all my teams. Ooh, boy. That does not look like it's going to be endearing for the old gunslinger on Netflix, May 20. Might just have a live watch party for that night. Giannis has resigned in Milwaukee various times. He's never given any indication that he wanted to leave. But now, both parties may find it in their best interest to pivot. If Milwaukee wants to say, no, Giannis is our guy, we'd rather lose with him than win with anybody else, that's something that they could do. If Giannis is like, no, I like it here, I want to win here, whatever happens, we'll try to win, that's something that he could do. And I don't know. I honestly, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like that could happen. I feel like that's maybe as likely to happen as the other thing. But if the two sides are going to consciously uncouple, now would be the time, because the Bucks' outlook is grim. They've got Giannis Antetokounmpo for another 2 seasons, player option after that. He's making $54 million bucks. They've got Damian Lillard making $54 next year. He may not even play. So when you've got that much money sunk into a guy who's rehabbing, and maybe they would have looked at trading him, but you can't. Who's trading for that? You're getting a guy that's not going to play. The contract you would be trying to get out of, it has to be worse than that. Bradley Beal? I don't know. Then the guy you're paying $22 million, Kyle Kuzma, is a bad basketball player, relatively speaking. Brooke Lopez is out. Bobby Portis, player option, he'll probably leave. Pat Connaughton, player option, he'll probably stay. $10 million. Pat Connaughton, he ain't getting that nowhere else. I'm sorry. He won't be able to get that anywhere else. I mean, what is this roster? Well, that's okay. Take Giannis and rebuild with picks. Picks? Like draft picks? Bucks don't have any of them. 2025, they don't have a first rounder. They get the second best of Washington's 3 second round picks that they've collected from Detroit, Phoenix, and Golden State. So somewhere in the 50s. 2026, pick swap with New Orleans. 2027, first round pick, nope. 2028, first round pick, pick swap with Portland. 2029, no pick. 2030, pick swap, Portland. 2031, they have their own. They don't control their first-round pick until 2031, at which point Giannis is going to be 36. So if Giannis wants to win another championship, and if the Milwaukee Bucks want to build a winner again someday, really the only option for either of them is to move on. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to. I ultimately think that neither way is going to work. So I think if the Bucks trade Giannis and try to build a different way, I don't think it will work. But I also think if they keep Giannis, it definitely will not work. There's Giannis is, what, at worst the third best player in the league this year? But this is a 5-on-5 game, and you're essentially going to be playing 1-on-5, 82 nights a year. And then the playoffs, which, I mean, they gave their all, but you needed a Herculean effort out of Gary Trent and A.J. Green. Those guys knocking down threes kept you in it. Kevin Porter Jr., who wasn't supposed to do a dang thing in the playoffs, if you ask Tim Bontemps, he was doing dang things on the playoffs. But this is not a championship team. So you have to, you got to trade him. Otherwise, what's the best case scenario? Giannis is so good and the Eastern Conference isn't great. He drags Milwaukee to a sixth seed and they get bounced in the first round again. So then where would he go? Houston is the most obvious candidate, I think. They can offer Amen Thompson. They've got a bunch of picks. They've got a lottery pick from the Suns this upcoming draft. They've got unprotected Phoenix first in 27 and 29. They've got a bunch of guys that they can salary match. And instantly the Bucks would be more competitive next year than they would be if they just hung on to Giannis, and then they'd have picks, which they have none of. Brooklyn has room cap-wise to swallow some contracts, not Lillard's, but maybe Kuzma. They've got four first-round picks in 2025 they can play with, a couple of other future firsts from the Knicks. Oklahoma City has a ton of picks, so they could be a player. But that's where I think the Bucks are at. San Antonio, I mean, not for Wemby, but man, could you imagine Wemby and Giannis on the same team? Good night. Toronto's wanted Giannis forever. Miami, Golden State, you know, any of these other teams have been rumored. Not even rumored, fake rumored. These are people injecting this conversation into your TV screen, then there's been nothing to it. Well, now I'm here to tell you that there is finally something to it. We very well could have seen Giannis' last game as a Milwaukee Buck. If Giannis wants to win another title, if Milwaukee wants to win another title, in the next 5 years, if they even want a chance to win another title, this trade is going to need to occur. There's a scenario where they do win another championship, Milwaukee, with Giannis. That would involve either keeping him and winning in like 6 or 7 years when he's 37, or trading him, getting a bunch of picks, and then after his contract's up, he comes back to town and wins another one in Milwaukee and pulls a LeBron. Although they had not won one when he came back, but he could do that. Go somewhere, get traded, come back as a last. And I think Bucks fans are at a place where they understand that. Giannis leaving at any other time would have been catastrophic. It would have been Luka leaving. How do you trade somebody so young? And trust me, the Bucks, they're not just going to take one phone call from basketball's Rob Lowe and then get talked down. They're going to try to find the best offer for both parties. They won a championship with Giannis. They've done everything they can to try to win another one with Giannis, but along the way, they traded a bunch of parts from that championship team. Drew Holiday's gone. Chris Middleton's gone. They brought in other pieces, and they got rid of draft picks to do it. And so now they're stuck. And this is the reality that they face. So what do they want to do? Do you want to be the franchise that hangs on to Giannis and one superstar tries to will you into the postseason where you can get beat by better teams? Or do you want to blow it all up and get assets from the one tradable thing you actually have? And so watching my team, the Milwaukee Bucks, lose tonight isn't just, oh, I'm sad the season's over. I'm sad that this is the end of an era, and I'm sad that this could be the end of Giannis Antetokounmpo, my fellow swimming parent at the swim club we take our children to in Milwaukee. 888-710-4476. That's 888-710-4ISN. We'll be back. It's the Bart Winkler Show. And first, an update with Marco Belletti. The Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler alongside Carlos Ortiz. Every Tuesday, we give you the Defensive Player of the Week, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, proudly celebrating all who go above and beyond during Military Appreciation Month. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Their members are the mission. We are going to give the Player of the Week award to a gentleman who made one play to earn the Player of the Week award. Audio courtesy Sportsnet, as Jared Duran at the plate for the Red Sox, Dalton Varsho in center field.
Hurry, that backspin that he seems to normally have. Here's a drive to deep center. Varsho back.
Now, that is a good play-by-play. I can't believe he caught that ball. It's good with pictures. I will tell you further what actually happened. It's hard to do it on the fly. So what happened on this play was Dalton Varsho, by the way, went to school at UW-Milwaukee, just to keep it a very Milwaukee night, playing center field for the Blue Jays. He's going back, and right when he gets to the grass, he's running backwards. You know, you're running to the wall. Then he turns his head, and he falls down. As he's trying to look back for the baseball, he falls down. Then he does a barrel roll, flips over, where his right shoulder is on the dirt. His left leg is pointed directionally, diagonally, in the air. He then gets up, he's on his right knee, looks back, puts his arm backwards. So he puts his arm backwards, he's not facing the ball, he's facing the wall. He tilts his head back from that position, puts his arm backwards, catches the ball as it's like inches off the dirt. So just an unbelievable play. And a play so good that it gets him the Defensive Player of the entire week across all of sports, across the whole planet. One play. Got it done. Defensive Player of the Week, as always, brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Check out this month, NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Just to wrap up some of what I was talking about with Giannis Antetokounmpo and his future. As is always the case after the Bucks lose in the playoffs, Giannis was asked about his future.
Giannis, you've always kind of stated about wanting to win and win championships and win a second championship and how important it is to you. Do you think that you can still win that second championship here in Milwaukee after a third straight first-round exit?
Look, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. I know how this is going to go. Whatever I say, I know how it's going to translate. I don't know, man. I wish I was still playing. I wish I was still competing and going back to Milwaukee. I don't know.
All right, so Carlos, would you say that that's it on the Giannis Antetokounmpo era in Milwaukee?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You can, murder, she wrote, put a fork in it, whatever cliche you want to do. I think even he knows, bro, get me out of here.
Well, I don't think he wants to leave. I don't think he wants to leave. Yeah. I don't think he's ever wanted to leave. But I think that there's no path forward. I mean, for me to get to this spot with how much I've been pushing back against the narrative, which it has been a narrative for a long time, a bad narrative, for me to get to this spot, I can see the writing on the wall. There's no realistic, I mean, you got to hope pie in the sky have 7 or 8 of the luckiest breaks you could ever have happen. Like, the guy they draft at number 55 ends up being a Hall of Famer. Kyle Kuzma understands that the basketball has to go in the hoop and not just hit the rim and then bounce away. Impossible things need to occur if Giannis is going to stay in Milwaukee for them to win a championship in Milwaukee. So So the Bucks lose to the Pacers. They will take on the Cleveland Cavaliers, who had no problem with the Miami Heat. They beat him by 55 the other night, which is one of the highest, I think second highest, third highest, is one of the highest margins of victory. We saw Oklahoma City crush Memphis pretty good, but this even topped that. Cleveland, what they did do was they had the largest point differential in a 4-game sweep in NBA history. And they've all happened within the last 8-9 years. The top 6, Thunder against the Grizzlies, that just happened. They won by a combined 78 points. The Raptors beat the Nets in 2020 by 82 points. The Bucks beat the Heat in 21 by 82 points. The Spurs beat the Grizzlies in 16 by 88. The Bucks beat Detroit in 2019 by 95. The Cavs beat Miami by a combined 122 points. Pretty good. Pretty good. So they'll advance to take on the Pacers. I don't think that that's a sweep. I think the Pacers find a way to get 1-2 at the most. But Cleveland should be moving on. The Celtics won tonight. They were up 3-1 against the Magic. It was a back-and-forth game for 2.5 quarters, and then it wasn't. Celtics winning by 31 points. So they've advanced, and they're going to take on the winner of the Knicks and the Pistons. That is going to be held on Thursday. That'll be Thursday. Won't be the most anticipated thing I watch Thursday, though. That will be a 2 p.m. showing of Thunderbolts, Carlos, which is getting all the right reviews.
I'm going to have to block everybody in the planet because I don't want any spoilers whatsoever. I'm not watching until Saturday night.
Why can you never sneak in there like I can?
It's my wife's fault.
Oh, you got to go with her?
Not that I have to, but yeah, probably would be frowned upon if I don't.
Like I said, my wife's not that into sports. She's also not that into, she does not care about Marvel.
My wife sort of cares, but not to the level that obviously you and I care. But she won't let me go watch it by herself. This one she's kind of excited for.
You know what really makes me mad is when these new Marvel movies come out and then other people are like, you'll see in a review or a critic will be like, well, to watch this one, to really understand it, you need to have to do your homework and watch some of the other movies. Yeah, there's a lot of us that do that.
Yeah, called day oneers. Like, who's getting into Marvel now? Like, if you're not on this train already, it doesn't make sense to me.
There's a lot of us that enjoy watching those movies repeatedly and want to see these stories continue, which is why it's such a big deal still. I mean, even when Star Wars comes out, people aren't like, well, geez, you gotta know what Star Wars is. Well, yeah, that's what people want. It's okay to have some standalone things. It's also okay to have big world-building franchises. Well, if you really want to enjoy Thunderbolts, you have to watch Black Widow and you gotta watch... Yeah!
Obviously.
I enjoyed Black Widow. I enjoyed Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I want to watch this continue. My goodness. 888-710-4ISN. This is the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to DirtyLabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KelleyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.